was telling Susie about. They have that record with Batman on it. And Susie said, "What record?" And Ross said, "That record that one of my old teachers, Miss Hugg, had."
Okay, Ross, you want to tell me this right now? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the beanstalk. Once there was a little boy named Jack. Mm. He lived in a house, but there was no food at all.
His mother lived in the house.
What?
He and his mother lived in the house.
He and his mother lived in the house with no food at all.
Okay.
One day, mother said, "Would you go out to get some food?" Yes, mother.
Okay.
"I need some food. If you give me some, I will give you my cow."
Okay.
"Here's, I've got something more than food. I've got magic beans."
Mm-hmm.
"Here's the magic beans."
Thanks.
"Here, and here's my cow."
Okay.
"Thanks, you're welcome, and thanks for the magic beans."
Okay.
"Ho, ho, ho, bye."
Okay.
"Give me those magic beans." "Here, Mom." "Those are no magic beans."
He was mad, wasn't he?
Okay.
What happened? Wait, what happened? Tell me what happened first.
The beanstalk moved up to the sky.
Okay.
And that morning, Jack woke up and saw a big beanstalk.
Wow. Wow.
"Well, I must go out the window and climb up there. Or maybe there's a golden egg there."
Right.
"Well, and Jack climbed up the beanstalk."
Mm-hmm.
"Finally, he came to the giant."
Mm-hmm. Not his mommy, no.
"Knock, knock, who's there?" "Jack."
Mm-hmm.
"Come in."
"Come in."
"There's a giant coming. If you want to eat, eat these fast and drink this fast. So if I hear the giant, go hide somewhere."
Okay.
Look, oh!
Better hide.
He hides.
Okay.
"No, first he runs back. He runs back to the plane house."
Mm-hmm.
"And he began to hide in there."
Mm-hmm.
"And then hide it at the door."
Okay.
"And the giant can't be in."
Mm-hmm.
"He's away."
Mm-hmm.
"And all I saw was the princess."
Mm-hmm.
"And he put the princess in a cage."
Mm-hmm.
But Jack went up the, got out of hiding and opened the gate. And then, and when he opened the gate, the giant was asleep. And then,
how about the golden hen? The hen that lays the golden egg.
And then he got the hen and the
This time he just got the hand.
Then he got the hand and the paper. And then he gave the hand to his mother and put the princess back to her home. The golden the rooster laid golden eggs for now. And mother was very happy. Wait.
So he goes back up.
So he climbed back up. And then Father Santa again. And so then a mouse and Father and called Jack. When he called Jack, he began to pick him up.
Running after him.
And then he was laying after him, and his mother got his axe and he chopped it down. And then the giant was dead.
They lived happily.
And they lived happily ever after.
Very good, Alexander. That was the story of Jack and the Beanstalk that Ross Alexander told on May 13th out of his little coloring book called The Complete Story and Coloring Book of Jack and the Beanstalk. And do you think that you would like me to read it to you sometime too? You do a very good job.
I can do it myself when you say I would want to read.
That would be fun. And how'd you learn that story so well? At preschool?
Yeah.
Do they do it every day?
I learn it every day when it's story time after lunch.
Good, Ron. You like the preschool?
Yeah.
Do you want to stay there?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to. Mommy couldn't find Ross's video Star Wars and I told Ross, and he said, Dad, you know where I put it? I put it right here. It was in my drawer, and I put it right here, right? Mommy couldn't find it, and then, tell me the whole story, Ross. How did it happen?
Monkey put that in the drawer, and I took it out and put it in with the other tape.
And you know why Mommy couldn't see it?
Because it wasn't there.
No. You turned it backwards. Like that, so she couldn't see the name.
Yeah.
And so what did you do now?
I turned it back to there.
Right, so she can see the name.
Yeah.
Now, Mom, you won't have any more trouble.
Right.
Good.
Hello.
I asked Ross if he wanted to go out to Sierra. He said, Marky could come. And I said, yeah. And he said, you and Mommy? And I said, no, we'd stay here. And he said, but you wouldn't have any. And then I said, and then he said, well, what did you say, Ron?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And he said, well, if you would come.
If you want to come from home, mm-hmm. and get in an airplane.
Yeah.
And then get us.
Uh huh. Then that would be okay?
Sure, but I don't want to.
Why?
Why? I don't want life to be like that.
Why?
Because it will be too scary.
Oh, it would be scary without your dad and mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And will you cry with all your boys?
Of course.
Well, that's why I don't want to go!
You're not going. You don't have to. I'm just thinking about it. You don't have to go. Sorry, Mom. You wake everybody up and you yell on the radio. You made a mistake, didn't you?
Okay.
It was an accident. Did you mean to do it? Russ, what does it mean when you to say something that you mean to do something? What does that mean? What does that mean? No, but I mean, if you do something bad, do you ever do something bad and really mean it? You yelled and that was bad. Let me ask you another question. Are there any, what does it mean when you know something? What does it mean when you know something? That's a hard question. Are there any things you know? Do you know the answers to things?
I know. Herbie.
Herbie. Yeah, go ahead. Tell me about that.
Herbie's a robot that's smarter than Ben.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ben.
So let me ask you another one. What does it mean to eat something?
Use a fork and a plate
mm-hmm.
and a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a knife.
Uh huh. What do you do?
You eat with them.
Uh huh.
And when you want to eat cereal, you eat with a spoon.
Uh huh. What do you do with your mouth?
Crunch them up.
Uh huh. And then where do they go?
Down your tummy.
Very good. So what does eating mean? Tell me the whole story.
Eat with a fork, eat with a knife, eat with a spoon,
mm-hmm.
eat with a plate,
mm-hmm.
eat with your teeth,
mm-hmm.
and then munch, munch down your tummy.
That's very good, huh? Okay. What does it mean to love? If you love something.
At the toy shop.
Mm-hmm.
I like one of. I like. G.I. Joe.
You do. Mm-hmm.
And I like. Number.
You do. Okay.
And I like G.I. Joe Blaster.
Mm-hmm.
G.I. Joe Panic for Fire.
Okay.
What are those guys?
G.I. Joe ones. But what does the word mean to love? Not just like. What does it mean to love? Do you ever love anything? Do you love your mama?
Like? Like means love.
What about love your mommy?
I like her.
You like her? Okay. And what does it mean? What do you do when you love your mommy?
I like her.
Okay. Do you kiss her? You don't? Do you hold her? You don't? Why not?
I don't know.
What about Mikey? Do you love him? What do you do?
I kiss him and I love him.
You do? Mm-hmm. How about your dad? Do you love your dad? You give him a kiss?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you do when you love? That's bad enough, right?
Give him a daddy tampon.
Oh, he gets your daddy tampon. Okay, now let me ask another one.
Okay,
so I want that. Okay, I've got another question, Russ. What does it mean to sleep?
Lie down in your bed mm-hmm. and close your eyes.
Uh-huh. And then what happens after that?
Stay still.
Mm-hmm.
And then you... You fall into a
coma. Uh-huh. And then what happens after that?
You wake up and you eat breakfast.
Uh-huh. That's when you wake up. And when you're asleep, do you think anything? Do you have any idea? What happens when you're asleep?
You dream of...
You do scary monsters?
You dream of flying just like I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you do that a lot?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yeah. I dream that Mark and me were Superman and we could fly.
Wow.
That was neat.
Okay, tell me another one. Do you know what it means to get dressed?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Put on your pants. Put on your shirt, and put on your shoes and socks.
Forgot them.
What? Your underwear.
Good. Very good.
And then your socks.
Very good.
And then your pants.
Yeah.
And then your shirt.
Yeah.
And then your shoes.
Mm-hmm. Good. What does it mean to think when you think something?
I think a tree.
Mm-hmm. What else do you think?
A tree's a fly.
You think that a tree is a fly?
The trees fly.
Oh, you think that trees fly. That's neat. Does that mean you imagine it? Good. Okay, what does it mean? I got another hard one. What does it mean to say something?
You could say, Wompa.
Mm-hmm. What else can you say?
Dog.
Dog. You just say words? Can you say anything else besides words?
You can say puppy.
Puppy? Okay. What does it mean to want something?
You say, may I have this, please?
Mm-hmm.
Or I have this out there, Doug.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean to want it? Does it mean that that's when you ask for it, right?
Yes.
You ask for it.
And
why do you ask for something? Why do you ask for it?
Because it's a treat. I ask for it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Just like that big, it can flutter that wiki block.
Uh-huh.
And he walks on his room and says, I'll show you.
I know what you mean, but a huge one.
No, I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll show you. He lost one of these.
Oh, I see. And then he wanted it?
Yeah. And then when somebody came, they found it.
I see. Lost one of those laser cannons on the front of the X-Wing fighter.
But his doesn't open and close.
Like yours is better, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have a nice one. Yours is little, but it's neat.
What?
Yours is like a little one, but it's really neat.
Yeah, because it doesn't come apart.
Right, it's nifty. And his is always falling apart, right?
Yeah.
I know.
So what are the big ones are junky.
They're junky.
Yeah.
It's like your snow speeder always breaks up.
Yeah.
I know.
When I get big, I could play. We could get a big X-Wing fighter.
It won't fall apart?
No, if I get big.
Okay.
And we could get a big Millennium Falcon.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. What does it mean to talk?
To talk?
Mm-hmm.
But I want yours too.
And that's talking? Good. Okay. And what does it mean to see? I know, that's a good one. What does it mean to see?
See jump.
You see it right now? Okay, you're seeing it. Okay, and what if you can't see?
I can't see it.
So you close your eyes?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, what does it mean to work? Tell me with words, Ross. What does it mean?
You draw with a pencil and type.
And type. And what else?
Look at your papers.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a good job?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you get if you work real hard?
You get lots of money.
Mm-hmm. Do you get money at preschool? You should get some money. We should give you some money for your work, don't you think?
I don't have any.
We're going to give you some money. Would you like us to give you some money when you get a good report card? We give you a little money every time you get a good report card, okay?
Put it in there.
In your pig and your mailbox. Which one's yours? The mailbox and the pig?
The mailbox.
Okay. Would you like to have some money?
In my mailbox.
Okay, we give you money. And you know why we're going to give it to you?
Why?
Because you do good work at preschool.
Hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
The X-Wing fire does this when Darth Vader is off the tail.
Oh, boy. That's a neat fighter.
And when the fighter goes like this, that means the Darth Vader blaster comes in, and then Luke says, watch out.
I see.
Han gets out of the way, and Luke fires him.
Fires on him, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fires on the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
And then Han says, Pour on it, kid.
Right, and he got Darth Vader off his tail.
Yeah.
And then what did Luke do? He went down in the trench.
And then got to the rebel world.
But first he shot his, he dropped his proton torpedo down the trench.
That's right.
Into the...
That's what I already did.
Oh, I thought you already told that part. Sorry, okay. And then he went back to the rebel space. So pour on it, kid. You're right. You got it all again. Let me ask you another question, okay? What does it mean to forget something?
I'll show you.
No, just tell me in words.
You put it down like that,
mm-hmm.
and then walk away.
Uh-huh. And what happens?
You go to school.
Uh-huh.
And then my teacher comes to school.
Uh-huh.
And then I go back to school,
uh-huh.
and I see them with my X-Wing fighter.
Where? At home? At home?
At school.
Okay. And what does it mean then to forget it?
That means to leave it at school.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what about if somebody reminds you?
That means you have to take a bath.
Let's take a bath. And what else?
You.
I know what you mean. I got a hard one. What if somebody scolds you? Do you know what it means if somebody scolds you?
What it? No.
You don't know that one? That's when they're mad at you and they yell at you and scold you. They yell at you, though.
Hey, Dad, this is an X-Wing laser gun.
Ooh, it's mean. It could,
and me.
You know what it can do? It could penetrate the rebel. It could penetrate the Imperial defenses. Do you know what it means to penetrate?
What?
Get through. To make it in.
Yeah, and shoot them off.
Shoot them off.